everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 8, episode 42. And we are here tonight with Steph and Jeff and myself. Tim couldn't be with us tonight. He apologizes, but he'll be back with us next week. But we're going to persevere tonight and give you guys the show of your life. Maybe I'm overselling it a little bit.
Massively overselling.
We just finished recording our Patreon episode. If you would like to be a member of our Patreon and be able to watch that episode, it's available for any tier member. So $1 all the way up to the $25 sign up, and you can have access to that. You can do that by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up. And if you sign up for the $25 level, our producer level, you get a doodle from Tim. You get your name mentioned on the show. You get some stickers, some stuff sent to you. As our t-shirt store comes together, you also get a shirt sent to you. And again, like I said, weekly shout outs on the show. So let's go ahead and thank our producers for this week. Our producers are Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Thank you guys very much for supporting us. Check out that episode. We talk about the Halloween party that we had at Atlanta Pizza and Euro. And also talk about the Five Nights at Freddy's screening that we went to as well.
Yeah, if you were at that Halloween party, you heard the episode that we did there. But that's the only time you'll ever hear it.
Yeah. It was a one and done. Our recording kind of fell apart. I mean, we did record it. We did have the episode. Ira was there and we did a game. But that is, if you were there, you consider yourself lucky.
If you were there, that was it.
The lost episode. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And again, thank Mike and Kim at Atlanta Pizza and Euro for having us out there, and all the staff as well for coming in on a Sunday and helping us get that together. Everybody had a really good time, and we are going to move on.
We got a review. We got a review, and it was on Apple.
Okay. Oh.
And it's from Peas Nuts.
Old Peas Nuts.
Peas Nuts.
Old Peas Nuts. And he gave us, or she gave us, 5 stars and then said, "God, I hope I don't vomit on my walk again today. Peace out, homos. Bobcat."
All right.
Okay.
That was our review. I'm not sure what that's from. Is that from?
I don't know.
Yeah. I hope I don't vomit on my walk again today. I don't think it really was Bobcat. Do you?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think he goes by Peas Nuts. He might. We never know.
That's a good name, though, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Shane Gillis.
I could see him doing that. You want to just get right into some news, talk about some topics and whatnot? Yeah. It was this huge, Jeff. Did you put in that Atlanta finally got some Michelin stars?
Yeah, that was kind of a big deal.
It is. Yeah. So what restaurants?
Let me pull the list up here. I saw Gun Show didn't get a star, but got one of the recommended things.
Oh, I didn't know that they were still open.
Yeah.
They also Michelin gave some green stars, which are, it's for like the environmentally friendly restaurants that hit a certain qualification. I think there's only like so many of those in the country, and Atlanta got like 2 of those as well.
Five restaurants got a star, Michelin star. Atlas, Bacchanalia, Hayo Koya, Lazy Betty, and Mujo got 1 star, Michelin stars.
I've only heard of Atlas and Bacchanalia. Yeah, the other two are the staple.
2 of them are Japanese restaurants, like sushi restaurants. Then there's a bunch of recommended restaurants. The General Muir.
Yeah, the General Muir.
The Chastain, Bukalupu, the Alden. Gun Show was one of them.
Homegrown. If you've never eaten at General Muir, that's a must.
Yeah.
It is a hell of a, that's a very, from what I understand, a very authentic New York deli.
Yeah, I went there.
I loved it. I like the aesthetic of it too.
they had some beets in this dish that they served, and I normally hate beets, but they were really good.
This is back when I still ate meat, and I went there for their burger because they have a double patty.
Right.
That is pretty damn good. It really is. So if you're a burger fan, definitely go to General. But, you know, the main reason to go there is the corned beef and cabbage, yeah, and the you know, any corned beef sandwiches and matzo ball soup and any of that stuff that you, yeah, like. Well, that's pretty cool that they got. I wonder if Hugh Atchison was irritated that his place didn't get one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to see some of the Miller Union.
Jeff, were you the one who is asking what the hell is going on Gen V?
No, I think that was Tim.
So Tim said, by the way, we need a balance here. Tons of mutilated dicks, zero boobs.
That was my complaint, that it's all male nudity, no equal opportunity nudity.
You are right. I have not seen a lot of nakedness from women on that show. What? I can't even remember what the hell happened last
they
episode.
They went inside Kate's head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a trip.
I would immediately get in the elevator. Down.
You sicko. You're so gross. I don't know if that would have the same effect, like, from the inside out, Jeff.
Yeah.
If you ride the elevator out, if it's going to give you any kind of good sensations, but... Yeah, I mean, I really liked it because I thought the episode before that was a little bit boring. I wasn't super into it, but then I felt like they really came back with this last episode. Yeah. Have you guys watched that Hard Feelings movie yet with Jennifer Lawrence?
No, I saw it just came on Netflix. I mean to watch it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It was so, to me, it was so surprisingly funny. I had no idea that she was funny like that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a great actress, but... she's funny in this, and it, you know, it's the same guys that did Good Boys, so it has, right, that sense of humor to it. It's so dark, and but anyway,
is,
I think
is
you
the
guys
plot would... that she's trying to take a kid's virginity, so he doesn't.
Yeah, it's kind of like an 80s movie kind of thing where they hire the nanny or whatever to,
yeah,
beef out the
kid. Yeah, the kid is like, you know, your typical kids these days who never leaves the room and has no social life and blah 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 blah, and he's about to go to college, and his parents are super helicoptery and they want him to go to college and have confidence and all that. So they hire her to bang him, to give him some confidence. And then they're going to give her, it's like a 2013 Buick,
nice,
40,000 miles on it. So she needs a car really bad. So she's banging him for this Buick.
That's,
I mean, great. Right off. Yeah. But she's, you know, she's like your typical mess. She's in her early 30s. Kind of a drunk and a slut, sort of, and you know, life's kind of falling apart or whatever. And as you know, these things go, everything works out. We'll just say that, yeah, everything, nice, works out. But it is super funny. And the kid that plays the virgin, he I don't know where he came from, but he is hilarious. He's so subtle, and at first you're like, what? And but then, you know, he's really good, though.
Did you think, I was going to say, did you think that the nude scene was gratuitous? Could they?
I felt like a lot of it was CGI.
No, she did. Like,
she was
real,
a full nude scene. Yeah.
Full nude scene. Really that fight.
It goes on forever. It does. But it does. That's surprising to me
broke.
That it was. Huh?
My pause button broke.
You broke it.
I haven't even watched it yet. Well, I'm sure your pause button will break when you do watch it. But yeah, she's just naked and beating the crap, not just beating the crap out of people, getting the crap kicked out of her naked. So that's funny, too. Hmm. It's not it's definitely not a sexy thing where you're going to be like, oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Well, I heard today that the Gen Z, they did a survey from kids from 13 to 28, I think. And their question was, what do they think about sex in movies? And they got 56% of the survey said that they don't care to see anything sexual or romantic in movies. It's a generation of sex is not in the forefront of their mind like most people their age when we were their age.
Yeah, I think maybe could it possibly be that they have like porned themselves out, though?
Yeah. Yeah. They have a phone.
Grew up with porn. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not important. It's not a mystery anymore. You know, it's not something to not know about.
I know I mean, my nephew, I mean, when he was 11 and my mom on her phone found really over the top porno, like not just regular,
like
run of the mill
kind of
stuff. Yeah, just it wasn't good. You know, there was like an apple in somebody's butt or something. I don't know. It was just some weird. It was excessive. So
apple butts 9.
Well, I think they made a bong out of it or something. Like it was a bong in her butt. And
can you find out
really
what the name of that? Can you find out what the name of that is?
That's apple butts 9.
I think it's called, yeah, training your butthole with an apple.
Butt so, bong.
It's an. How do you think they come up with these ideas of things to put in their butt?
I think they run out of normal ideas.
Yeah.
And they just reach for the stars when it comes to what can we do to get people to watch this? Well, even though, you know, there's not really, I think one of the few industries where you can make an independent film and True. Make sure that it's going to be watched by hundreds of thousands of people is just make porn.
What is something that neither of you have ever seen in somebody's butt?
A car.
Okay. All right. Fair well, enough.
Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. I was just thinking that, you know, if we were going to do like an original butt movie, what are some things we could put in somebody's butt that have not been put there before?
A little tiny man in your butt.
Well, tiny man in your butt. Yeah.
Pokemon balls popping out of your butt.
And I'm sure that's happened. Just like I'm assuming that somebody's put like a whole blender or something in their butt, maybe.
Kitchen appliances?
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw the line at kitchen appliances.
I was playing ping pong and ding dang.
I was playing ping pong and ding dang. In a real high stakes game in some opium den. Turned out the guys I was playing aren't the kind of guys who like to lose. They shoved a ping pong paddle up my ass. Never been the same.
I don't know what I would do if somebody shoved the paddle handle up my ass.
What's in the handle? Shitting pancakes ever since.
Shitting pancakes for 2 years.
He put it in.
Sideways.
Well, same as sideways.
Yeah, yes. Man. Oh, yeah. So let's get back to the news here. Fans speculate new South Park is mocking Disney.
What's new about that?
Yeah. I mean, there's everybody.
They don't hold back against anyone. I mean, especially, you know, to those in power, they're the ones they're going to go after most of the time. But it is weird that Disney is trying to sue them and legally stop them. Nobody has been successful at that with Trey and Matt, you know, over the years. They've always come out on top.
Well, I definitely want to see. So when I haven't seen this new South Park. Have you seen it?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out tomorrow, I think.
No, the 29th, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but yeah, it's, I mean, I assume it's along the same lines of like the COVID one and, you know, those where it's kind of like a mini movie. And those are always great, but
it's like an hour long or 50 minutes long or something like that.
But they're, I guess the problem is they're focusing on the Disney and Snow White and the whole PC thing again, and how they're changing up, you know, all of these things trying to appease the woke crowd.
Now, I don't want to say that after watching Old Dads, I'm so over this, the making fun of the woke. It's pretty much hack at this point. And I don't want to hear another joke about it or it's, yeah. I mean, you sound like an idiot going on and on about it now. I mean, it was like a few years ago, you're like, oh yeah, I'm the woke. And now it's like,
I think Burr wanted, it's like he was trying to get his two cents in and it's been way too long, you know, to try to put those two cents in now. That whole scene when he was the one young kid was like, clearing out the office, you know, anyone that was born before 1988, he was going to fire. That whole conversation was like, it was mind numbing to listen to that.
Yeah. It was so cheesy, cornballish.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. I thought it would be better than that. The funniest part in the whole movie had none of the main characters. It was whenever he was showing that footage of the guy in his apartment singing "Gold All in My Chain." the part when he had the mouthful of cereal and he said it. With a mouthful of cereal, that made me laugh. But that was it. And the whole rest of the movie, I'm like, oh, God, this is awful. It's so bad.
Yeah, that's why I went straight to Netflix, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Who was it produced by? Was it Netflix produced? Because I know he's got his deal or whatever with the, he had the cartoon and
everything
else. But also, to me, it seemed like he may have gotten in over his head on directing the movie, and the network or whoever the producers were in charge, they had a lot of notes and they kind of pushed those notes on him because some of that stuff didn't seem like it was his style, really.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah. It made him seem like he was 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I think they were just trying, he was trying to like illustrate how Gen X is now the old people. You know, and we were like, how could this be? But he didn't really hammer that point home so much. It was just more about him being. And then it got all serious and then he's all crying and and then the wife from the league, who I like sometimes, but it was like, and they were that whole screaming match. I'm like, God, Jesus, this is so, so much. This is going on forever.
Right.
But yeah, it's almost like they saw him do the Mandalorian and they were like, wow, he could be dramatic if he wanted to be. And it's like, you know, just because somebody's a really good actor doesn't mean that they're going to produce a movie with that same amount of emotion to it.
I think it's like you said, though, I think you had a lot of notes is probably what happened.
Say first time he's directed a movie.
Yeah, first time directing a movie.
And so I'm sure he was like, I need all the help. You know, I'm over my head. And all of a sudden, that's where changes start coming in that he has no control over.
I didn't realize that he directed it till you guys just said that.
Yeah, was his whole thing. That's why I was like expecting more from with it being him. But that can't all be
decent first effort.
Yeah, it was good.
I'll watch his next movie.
I've never finished a screenplay. So... So speaking of Gen X, though, Gen X royalty, the Nepo babies of Gen X royalty, Kurt Cobain and Tony Hawk, their kids joined into like this awesome gleaming the Cobain skateboarder rocker union, which I thought was very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when they'd gotten together and
Cobain's kid is still a baby in my head, though.
Yeah. Yeah, what's crazy? I was reading something on him the other day. I had no idea the value of publishing rights that she owns all of her dad's stuff. Courtney doesn't own any part of Kurt or Nirvana or anything. It's all Beans. So she got her first installment when she was 18 of $200 million, and she blew through $11 million in 2 years.
Sure, of course.
But the funny part is she gets the rest of it when she hits 30. And so that was supposed to be a portion that she got. Probably another over 200. So because it was a portion that she got and that was 200 million. So she gets the rest of the estate or whatever.
That's off to her, though. I mean, because she could have ended up being just like a total piece of crap.
Yeah.
Just a rich little idiot. And she seems like an actually decent person.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know anything about Tony Hawk's kid. What did he do?
He's a pro skateboarder.
Is he?
Yeah.
Just like dad.
Right. Just followed in his old dad's footsteps, which I think is kind of cool. I'm sure the two of them probably still cut it up.
Right.
I know Tony Hawk, I'm sure he slowed down a little bit because, you know, we're getting into that osteoporosis type situation. He's going to snap a radia or an ulnus.
I think he's already replaced.
He did have some major injury that he couldn't skateboard for like a year.
Wow.
Yeah, but he came back and he's like a hip or a knee or something.
Yeah, something. I think he was on Conan talking about that.
I wonder who's the oldest skateboarder.
Tim Robinson.
Really?
I don't know.
I saw that. So Britney's book dropped this week.
Yeah.
Any amazing revelations?
Pretty much what you thought, I believe, that her dad was controlling and her sister's a witch and Justin made her flush their baby down the toilet. Make no toilet baby.
She got $18 million up front. So that would be against sales. And so everybody was like, okay, well, she's going to end up owing. And now the sales, the sales on it, it's already at like $750,000. So yeah.
Didn't they say that it's the highest selling debut? Yeah,
everybody wants to read it.
And I think a lot of it was probably promotion. All this crazy shit was probably a lot of promotion for it. If she's that, I mean, I hope she's that smart. I hope that all of this shit for the last 3 or 4 months has been just, you know, pumping up.
We're getting ready for it.
Go. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
if it
maybe
was.
The naked spinnings will stop. I don't know. But she did post a picture of herself today, just naked. And you just see her butt. It's just a whole back of her naked with her straight up, just her butt, like here, Instagram, which I'm surprised. I didn't think Instagram would let her do it, but.
They got her to stop including her dogs in the videos, though.
Oh, yeah. Because that was turning into something. Like, people were calling. They were calling all kinds of agencies on her and stuff. I want to listen to the audiobook because Michelle Williams is doing the audiobook. Or she did the audiobook part of it or whatever. And they say, like, she imitates Justin Timberlake's voice. And she, I think... Something about he said, I think he said, fashizzle, fashizzle. And you know, he meant it at the time. He wasn't being ironic. He was really thinking he was being cool. And she says it when she's doing the audio recording, when she's imitating him. She does him, Mariah Carey. I guess she tries to impersonate Mariah Carey and all that. So it might be good.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I probably will too.
Hey, I want to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Gyro, or Gyro, however you want to pronounce it. They're our longest sponsor. And I want to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Fall is here, and we have some new local craft beers for you to enjoy. We don't, but they do. And not one pumpkin spice, which I'm kind of disappointed. Mike made an effort to point out in the commercial that, or in the email with the new copy, that they didn't have pumpkin spice. And you know, what kind of beer season is it without pumpkin spice? But I get it. Not everybody likes pumpkin spice. I like it. It looks like my thing. Now featuring two locally made German style Märzen beers. I said it right. They have the umlaut over the A like Motley Crue. They have that on tap. Terrapin Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is delicious, and Dry County Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is also delicious. And I'm back into beer drinking mode. So when I'm out there and we're out there for our Halloween party, I'll be drinking some of that. Both of these local brews are delicious amber lagers and feature a clean, rich, toasty, and bready malt flavor with a nice dry finish. Atlanta Pizza in Gyro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Dine-in and takeout available, limited delivery also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. And if you're a business or a corporate client who is looking to book a food truck for your next private or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Gyro by calling 770-483-6228. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, noon to 9, closed on Sundays. Also, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for if you have said needs? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005, so almost 20 years now. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Snooze.
News.
Last week, Old Dads, we talked about Upload. I haven't started watching that yet, but I enjoyed that show. And Pete Holmes special, which I haven't watched yet, but I'm going to.
I watched about 10 minutes of it, but I was had to leave. But it was funny. I mean, it's Pete Holmes. He's always funny.
He's funny. This week, The Enfield Poltergeist. You guys know anything about this?
Yeah.
This is a four-part Apple miniseries exploring the real paranormal events that inspired the movie The Conjuring.
Actually, it was The Conjuring 2.
The Conjuring 2? Okay.
Yeah, it's the one set in England, and it was all really documented, and they used a lot of the real footage in the movie when they made Conjuring 2.
I thought it looked pretty interesting. I'm going to use it.
I've only seen I've seen the British version.
Yeah, there was a miniseries that you suggested that a couple of years ago when it came.
It was really good. So I'll definitely want to watch this.
Yeah, me too.
And Shorzy finally comes to America this week.
Yeah, season two.
See, yeah. It's greenlit for season three though.
Yeah.
I just heard that yesterday.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. I love Shorzy. Almost.
It started about a month ago. It started about a month ago in Canada. Yeah.
Have you seen any of it?
No.
Couldn't get it.
Because they released it 1 week at a time. That's why we're getting it all at once when we get it.
Cool. That's a great show.
Shorzy's hilarious. And the hockey, if you're a big hockey fan, watch it. South Park, joining the Pandaverse. Plus. We talked about this a little, but it's a views for me.
Definitely want to watch that.
Yeah, me too. Always.
That's Fuser's News.
Okay, we can do some
skinny
picks.
Stat picks.
Yeah. Nah, I'll go first. Mine is it's a show on HBO Max, and it's with Hillary, the chick that was on Love It or List It with that other guy. Do you know Love It or List It?
Yeah.
They don't love it. They got to list the house or whatever. She's on a show called Tough Love, and it's just one of those house jazzing up shows, but she comes into your old jacked up house and just tells you all about yourself and what you need to do, but in a British way, so you don't get mad.
Right.
But it's a good show, but it's called Tough Love and it's on HBO Max.
Cool. I'm going to check that out. I like those house shows.
Yeah, I think you like it. She's funny too. I enjoy her.
Mine's just Arnold on Fly on the Wall this week with David Spade, Dana Carvey.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, he's making the rounds because he's got a book out.
Oh,
okay. All right. Well, I definitely want to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a pretty good time with him.
Yeah. He had a good time on Conan, too, because Conan had just recently done the script reading of the Hans and Franz movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Arnold said he listened to all that and loved it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Conan was kind of surprised, too. He was like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. I have to listen to this.
I think it placated his ego a little bit, so he was all into it, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tim said Jamie Kennedy on Harlan Highway, which I haven't listened to that one, but I'm sure it's good.
Jamie Kennedy is just an interesting dude.
Yeah,
and Harlan's funny with everybody.
Yeah, and Jamie Kennedy he's so funny, and he's had such a shit show handed to him through Hollywood over the years, and he kind of deserves better, but. He's cool with it. That's the one thing. He takes it and owns it. Let's see. Mine is a show on Netflix. It's a 8-episode limited series called Bodies.
I saw the preview for this, and I thought it looked good.
Yeah, it's by Paul Tomlin. He's the writer for Shameless and Torchwood, and it's based on a 2015 graphic novel from DC. It's four murders that happen in four different times, 1890, 1941, 2023, and 2053. But the weird part about it is it's the same body four different times in history, and the exact same murder, but they're trying to solve it. And it's interesting. I watched the first episode, and it looks like it's going to be good. So
yeah. I'm going to check that out. Any Barkville stuff going on, Steph?
Yeah, this Saturday, if you're in Canton, come out to the Reformation Brewery over off of 225 Reformation Parkway in Canton, Georgia. They'll be there for like 5 hours. Like, you know, a lot of dogs in Halloween costumes from noon to five. So please come on by the Reformation Brewery. It's a really cool brewery if you haven't been there. And they have great beer. So anyway, but that's this Saturday. And yeah, and then my JDRF walk is the following Saturday. And yeah, so if you can donate, yeah,
post a link how we can donate for
I will, you know, a lot of the well, some listeners have already done. It was very cool they donated.
And the
already.
Link is in the show notes. If anybody cool. wants oh, yeah. to click on it, it's there.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
How yeah, far you so, got to walk?
Oh, it's like 3.5. It's not, yeah, okay. it's down, it's it starts in Atlantic Station. We did it last year.
Right.
It's really nice because they close so
you
walk, off.
You walk over to the IKEA and get the meatballs.
You can smell those meatballs, man. They got them stewing at, you know, we're there at 8 a.m. doing this damn walk. It starts at like 9, but you got to be there at 8 for all the festivities and all the stuff. And it was cold last year, which I enjoyed. You know, I love a brisk whatever, yeah. but you start right out there at Atlantic Station and they take your ass. I mean, it's down 14th Street and then you're snaking all through the city, which is kind of cool. And oh, you know, cool. just take whoops you back around. But
oh, I thought yeah. you were going to be doing a track. Like
No. Somewhere. You go no, into cool. Atlanta. I mean, and there's cops on every corner to, you know, make sure you don't get hit by cars or and nice. All that jazz. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a fun walk. We had a good time last year. So anyway, yeah, we got shirts and everything. I have the company cool. name on it and all that stuff. So. But yeah, so Markville, though, if you can donate, foster, adopt, we really appreciate it. Volunteer, BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof.
Yeah, keep it canine.
Keep it canine. All right. If you're watching on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe and hit the bell if you want to be notified when we have a new show out. But everybody knows they come out Saturday morning. So hit it if you want to. Go ahead and rate us, review us on any of the podcatchers. Spotify is good. Tim will be back with us next week.
Yeah, he said to apologize for his missing the show.
So until next week, everybody remember to
keep it canon.
And happy Halloween.